Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Go loud.
So I want to get out of the way quick because I know what's coming. I know what's going to happen. I know where it's going to lead. But do you remember back in the day, not back in the day because it was only about 5 years ago, but you couldn't serve drink on Easter. Do you remember that? Good Friday, your pubs are closed, your off-license are closed and everyone would be panicking and on Thursday going around buying trays of drink and all. You weren't even planning on drinking on Friday, but you'd be stocking up on drink. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then, do you know JFK, before he put an embargo on Cuba, stocked up on thousands of his favourite cigar, then banned them. So I'm doing this now because I know this is going to get banned on our podcast. Addict talk. Spend a lot of time talking about addicts.
Boy, is that a story coming?
Yeah. I have a load of stories about addicts.
Pick one.
No, I can't. Some of them are deadly.
Are they all about your addict?
No. I got my story put on Instagram and I got floods of messages about addicts.
Huh.
About what? Now, hang on. Some of these you're not going to believe. I had to screenshot a couple of them. What? Some of them you're not going to believe. So
why did you put in work like this, huh?
No, bro, I do my homework.
Anytime someone sends me a hand now, I think it's going to be good for the bonus, and I didn't reply to them. I just screenshot the message and then just go through my screenshots. The cunts will be like, he didn't even reply to me. Now they're getting a shout out on the bonus episode. So we were in the gaff on the weekend, the day after the story got put in. We were sitting there watching the telly and we heard a bang. And I could have sworn it came from outside. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But Amy was convinced it came from inside the house. So we went all around the house, there was nothing, and I knew what was coming. She wasn't happy. I knew what was coming. I was like, she's going to make me fucking check the attic. I don't want to check the attic. She goes, oh, we checked the attic. I was like, fucking hell, I can't let her check the attic. I'm going to have to check the attic. So I went up, checked it. Grand, everything's grand, nothing up there. But then I was a bit paro about it. But then a lot of people started texting me about their attics, yeah? So a woman texts me that her nanny's got in Stony Batter. Yeah?
Don't start bringing up stories about Stony Batter.
That all throughout her childhood, that our ma, our aunties, uncles, all our family, they were convinced they seen someone going up the stairs in the nanny's gaff, but like then you wouldn't see him again, right? So everyone was saying that the gaff was haunted, but then turns out it was one of them attics where you get in and you can get in the next door. Remember we were talking about this before? All the attics are attached.
Yeah.
They got that barred up and you never seen a fella again. So is that scarier than the gaff being haunted? The fact that there's someone going through the house all the time? Or would you rather the gaff be haunted?
See, that's not that outlandish.
That's what you mean?
As in, if you lived in a row of houses.
It's very common. A lot of people text me about
all attics used to be attached.
Yeah.
Like back in the house day, I grew every
up in,
attic.
House I grew up in, you'd have to crawl now because there were small attics, but you could crawl into the neighbours. If you went to the far end, I think some blocks have been put up, but easy to get in. I mean, there's plenty of creeps out there. It's far from impossible that you'd live next door or on the same row as someone who like doing a bit of creeping around other people's houses when they weren't home.
So,
or when they were home.
But imagine that they got the attic.
Jimmy West, yeah.
They got the attic done where they got that blocked up and no one ever seen that fella again. You know what I mean?
So he was real.
Who knows? So someone sent me that story. I screenshot a Bromby story and that triggered more people then. Someone said that he also grew up in Stony Batter and them houses and someone threw a bat at his dad. Front, got out the attic, threw a bat at his dad, and his dad chased a man. He got out through the next gaff and ran through the field. He actually chased the fella. Don't know how true that was. That's what he told me. I've heard other cases as well. Two separate people text me that their friend, now two separate people we're talking about here, one of them broke up with her husband. He never left the gaff. He was living in the attic stalking her.
For how long?
Text
whoever it was now.
Months. I'd have to go back and check. Months. And then another person, same thing happened. And he got down and he attacked her. And he's locked up now. So two separate cases that are happening. And I was like, in Ireland, there's people frogging. Like, do you know what I mean? I thought that was only an American thing.
I thought it was an American thing as well, boys.
Then a person texts me that they woke up in their attic like an office and they thought they seen one of the hatches move. They have like storage hatches on the side. Thought they seen one move. A husband and our brother got up there and spent the night up there with weapons waiting to see would someone come out. That's how paranoid people got. Then my favourite one.
Open the door.
My favourite one. No, but like you can open
it. Save yourself the evening.
Yeah, but they don't know. They don't know where the person went.
What are they doing shifts?
Don't know. But
like
then,
one stays awake and watches the door. And where does the brother live with them? Do they call the brother and come over?
Another fella.
We're going to check the attic.
Oh, you're not having that.
So we're going to check the attic. They go up there and there's a brother sitting there going, I got my weapons. I've driven over here late at night. So we're going to check. No, we're going to wait here and see if something else happens. We've not opened the door.
But like, it's probably one of them attics on where you could open it and get into a different house. Do you know what I mean?
They said the hatch.
No, the storage the door. At the sides.
Yeah.
At the sides. You're in the attic. And
get under the eaves. That's your own house.
I don't know. I don't know the schematics of the fucking gaff. I can't believe there's so much space just there for storage. Like, I open that up and I'd be like, people just leave Christmas trees here and that's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas, when we grew up in the flats, you had people sleeping out in the front rental. All the space was yours down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were people sleeping in the bat and all.
See, I don't consider that. That.
And all, yeah.
I wouldn't even, I suppose it takes a second for me to go, oh,
do you know when we seen Harry Potter the first time? We were like, look at that cunt living the life of luxury under the stairs. Do you know what I mean? That was a master bedroom he was in. But someone said a man was living in the school attic for years that I walk in. They only found out because they could smell him cooking.
Now, that's a story I told you from America. That was the same thing.
It can happen twice, Al.
No, I'm very skeptical since the last
call that one out, Al.
I think people are trying to pull off attic hoaxes.
I know, hey, this is my favourite one. Yeah.
I can't wait to listen back to this and there's only one attic story.
Yeah. So back in the 90s, my neighbour's husband was caught in bed with the neighbour. Yeah, from next door.
The neighbour's husband was in bed with the neighbour. Fine. Makes sense. Move on.
It's meant to be.
My neighbour's husband was caught in bed with the neighbour from the far side.
Oh, so we're going down the terrace here. Okay.
Yeah, from the far side. Yeah. Because there was nothing separating the attics of terrace houses. So he was going up and over to the horse side on his lunch break. And then his wife came home early and saw the attic hatch was open. And she followed it in and seen the whole hatch was open and caught the two of them in bed. And she said, still to this day, anytime they see that neighbour pass, we're like, my whole husband got caught because he was in the attic. So, do you believe you're not having any of this on?
No, I believe some of it. The one about the lad sitting there all night, just looking at the door. Come on.
People there, my brother and fella up there with knives because we were all convinced someone was in the house and it was happening so often.
With knives?
Yeah.
Over here?
Yeah.
What were you going to do? Curl them up?
They thought there was someone coming in now the attic.
I'm making a sandwich.
Do you want a triangle turn in half?
People said that they have the hatches nailed shut on the attic and all. They won't even go up there. They just nailed them shut.
And what if there's someone up there?
Well, he's fucked.
Not really. If he get out to the neighbours and go out and do a shop.
Come on,
back in and up he goes. He has a week. I don't like all that talk. That is scary, yo. Not an attic and doors, S3 flats, I tell you. No attic there.
So there you go.
The day ever comes that you move somewhere with an attic, you're going to end up.
Ma has an attic. Have an attic years.
How do you feel about it?
Didn't give a fuck until the bonus episodes.
Did you ever grin
it? I still don't give a fuck. Yeah, I brought her in as a kid and didn't know what like the yellow foam was.
Yeah.
And I'm rolling all around then. I remember being in bits. I mean, I was.
Yeah, that answers a lot of questions actually now when you think about it.
I was in a bad way over that, serious.
There you go. Attics. Frogging is real in Ireland. I didn't think it was. I thought that was strictly an American thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, brownie, the Americans and got away with living there before, yeah. An Irish person.
Do you think you'd know if someone was living in your attic, Alan? Genuinely.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an old house, so
you'd hear it.
I hear the neighbours moving at night.
Yeah.
The last few months I lived there, I was convinced it was in my house.
Yeah. And the house is always setting as well.
Yeah. I'm just used to it now.
But yeah.
Yeah. So if there was someone in the attic, yeah. Sure, there was birds up there.
Yeah.
But it sounded like there was a fucking mountain lion up there.
Yeah.
It was a starling.
Three pigeons in a glow.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck?
No, they're mine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Alan, I'm very tired. I feel hungover after episode 200.
Do you know what? I feel the exact same.
I felt hungover. When I got home last night and I sat down, I was like, my head is killing me.
It was heavy going.
I feel like we done a live show yesterday.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
It was great though.
I was some buzz.
It was madness.
Yeah, chaos. But it's just a lot of bleeding issues in the room. Are a go, like.
Yeah, no one addressed anything.
There was just a lot of trauma. Every time someone came in, I was like, fuck me, man. Convictions, trauma.
Yeah, he was on the run.
I don't think any of those guests had convictions.
Yeah, do you not know?
We'll add on the stretch.
Oh, will I? Yeah. Yeah.
I hate when you hesitate like that.
Because I had something I had to say.
Shell of a man since Christmas, yeah. Shell of a man. Love to know what you were up to over the holidays, bro. Sorry.
I'm working hard these days. I'm tired.
Now you're a good grafter.
I was here till 10 o'clock last night.
So what fucking way?
No, you were gone at 9. I was cleaning up for ages.
Cleaning up? There was no mess.
There was no confetti.
There was loads of things that had to be moved back because we'd rearranged the studio. Never mind. I'm not looking for a medal. All I want is...
You were the one who brought up the time you left, pal.
Because he's... I was explaining why I'm tired. I just think we need to take a moment to address some of the comments about the cake. I've never heard a cake get such a going.
I think that cake has been spoke about more than addiction on this podcast.
Yeah.
There was some cake though.
So I've heard.
It was beautiful.
Calvin wouldn't taste it, of course, yeah.
I wouldn't taste it. Kiefer wouldn't taste it. Enya wouldn't taste it. Will I wouldn't taste it. Darden and Joe wouldn't taste it. Katrina didn't taste it. Neil Delamere didn't taste it.
Joe
did it.
Yeah. Did he try it?
Yeah.
Or retract that then?
I tasted it and Eric tasted it. And the rest of them were like, oh, I wouldn't risk me teeth like that and all. The poor cake.
I just appreciate the gesture.
It was a great cake.
But on the eye.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ, yeah.
Wasn't the most presentable.
No.
Like, it's not like, you know.
I think it would have looked better if they didn't put the icing on it.
It's a family recipe, apparently.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I honestly mean that.
He brought it home. I had it for breakfast.
I know. Not just him. No. Oh, we video audio evidence that the cake made its way around.
I went door to door in the flats, giving everyone a corner of it.
I would have liked it. I thought it was delicious. And you know what? She shot herself in the foot because now she's going to be made doing another one.
Oh, look,
episode 210. Lovely little cake.
There better be a cake there on Monday blade in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah. Here, come here, look at it. Yeah. The cake got some death, and I don't know why. I just thought, like, the gesture was great.
Nah, boy, I get it. If I walked in on...
Yeah, if you come in and goes, I'm at the making a cake myself, I'd be like, do you know what, fair play to him.
No, but nobody knew that it was homemade. You were just like, what's that on the table?
I walked in, someone said, Siobhan baked that for the whole night. I was like, do you know what, fair fucking play to her.
Yeah, I told all of them that she was up the street. I just made a dramatic story that she was up. No one cared, actually.
No one gave a bollocks, yeah.
Like, so what? Look at this state. Yeah. I said, oh.
It was like, who made it? It was like the woman who just showed you into the studio there.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. Giovanni.
What a name.
Giovanni.
What a name.
It gets better. Giovanni from Ballier.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
What a man. What a man.
What a bloke.
Giovanni says you're locked in your gaff for 6 months. You have furniture and the food, so don't worry about that. But you can only bring in 3 things to keep you going or entertained.
I have it wrapped up in one.
Ah. They can only start with the first letter of your name.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's a load of shite.
I love it. No, I love it.
That's
I love it. What were you going to pick?
Babbitts. And what's the real tip? Because I could say their PlayStation.
No.
Their television. No, television.
What were you going to pick, though?
Yeah, PlayStation.
Yeah.
How many Kellys?
Yeah. Wi-Fi. That's what? One telly. That's the 3 things I would have picked. Obviously, I'm not allowed to do that now.
Well, you can pick a telly.
You can pick a telly, yeah.
Mm.
Can I pick a brand?
Well, what are you going to say?
I didn't have one in mind. I was just going to think of a brand.
Toshiba.
Yeah, but still a telly.
Wi-Fi router, I don't know.
Yeah, along them lines, you get me? I'm snookered.
Mm. Toaster, you never have one of those.
You're laughing. That was wrong. That was wrong. That's it, the bringing of the trauma. Taking toaster and trauma.
Fuck off, you've got two tellies in the coffee machine.
No, you know, toasters do it for me. You have nothing. You have electricity.
Yeah, yeah. If even.
And that's it. Why? Yeah, Giovanni, if he can come in here with another couple of questions on, that's a great question.
Yeah, Giovanni.
That name alone had to put him out there.
Could
that's
be question.
A serious debut he's made.
Could be question of the year so far. We just skipped over the part that we met McGinty.
Yeah.
In real life. McGinty. McGinty was there in the flesh.
Hilarious when you walked in. I thought it was Willa. And then I seen him. I was like, oh no, I don't know. And he's just standing there. And I was like,
yeah, he didn't know who he was. Which was the idea?
Oh, tell me. Can you, I don't know how, can you please explain to us how you got in touch with?
Because he emails me every week.
Oh, so you just emailed him back after Joe. Okay. All right.
He emails like it wasn't.
I wouldn't be a great detective, would I? Yeah, man emails me every week and I email Serge from high along the streets.
So you don't know anyone in Dart, do you?
So you just emailed him and said it to him?
I just invited him in.
Do you know what's
that
funny?
He'd be delighted to.
He's last week you completely overestimated how hard it is or how easy it is to track someone down. He's like, you're never gonna find me, never gonna find me. And then he's like, the easiest way of tracking someone down who's contacting you every single week, you're like, how did you do it?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking boys, come here. Do you get me?
I'm still trying to think of things that start with C.
No, McGinty was there in the flesh, bro.
McGinty walked in, and do you know what else threw me off? He did look like a copper.
Yeah.
He does look like a copper.
Now, I'll tell you why I got a free. Because Siobhan opened the door and closed the door. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So I was like...
And he had the copper jacket on.
Yeah. So that I thought jacket. He was at the centre hall. Look, I'm going in here to take this. Yeah. Like, what?
But what a man. What a bleeding bloke.
His question was good too.
His question was class.
Wasn't great.
I thought it was good.
Nah,
it
wasn't. Class. McGinty, you let me down in real life with
I
the question.
I thought it was good.
Terrence's problem is his questions. You need time with a McGinty question. Yeah, that's your problem.
Sometimes you do, yeah.
The deep questions.
Yeah. So he was the only surprise. Well, the other little surprise was we paired Sasso and TKB together.
And Neil and Katrina and Kiefer. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we suppose, yeah. Just, didn't want to do the obvious ones. There was obviously we had two pairs that were obvious duos, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixed up the rest.
You fucked me up before, though. You said we're bringing them in pairs, and I was like, well, how do you know who's going with who? You're like, don't worry about that. I might not even be darting the Joe going in. I was like, who the fuck's coming in? I was panicking that year, and then the others come in that pairs. I was like, oh, he's a little prick.
When Sasso left, I was like, fucking thank God that episode's over. And then you're like, oh, there's two more. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. I forgot darting and Joe were here.
Yeah.
I forgot all about them.
They were good.
Oh, do you want good? It was good to level it back out.
I thought they'd be good ones to end on because I knew you'd be wrecked by that stage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we were bothered.
And the lads, you used to get on with them without having to feel like you had to put loads of
effort in. Like, you two just sit there and just relax.
No, it was a great, thinking of to get me in the end. Didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Did not expect that. And you know,
we had him hiding down on the fourth floor for a while.
Why?
He said he was out on the balcony when I went down.
He said he hid from Terrence when he came in. He doesn't know what he looks like.
Yeah, well, we knew Terry would ask him who he is.
What do you have to say? John.
Yeah, what's your
John, I walk on the leading. Yeah. If you had to say John, I walk over there, Terrence would be like, no problem.
I wouldn't want to risk that situation. Right, will we?
No, telly. I'm taking telly. Oh,
telly.
You're going to have to pick something else because you can't just let yourself, right? I have two options. I'm just going to take telly because it's all I can think of. You're going to have to take something, even if it's a toenail clipper. You know what I mean? Just take it.
Telly.
Tennis racket.
No, I'm not taking the tennis racket.
Tennis ball?
What are you thinking for this?
Just to get them out of the way. Hopefully gets the juices flowing out for me. I'm going to go through the ears now in a minute.
And in the world. Do you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to go on telly and then I'm stuck at like track. I'm trying to think. So I'm about to go on TA and then I'm going to go TB and TC. I'm like, TA, what even starts with TA? Tank. Can I have a tank in the gaff?
Maybe.
A tank, a telly and a fucking... I don't know, I'm stuck.
Mm.
It's a good question.
What are you picking?
It's a good question as well.
You got nothing?
Nothing. Any inspiration? So?
Coffee machine.
Coffee machine's not bad too. Coffee machine. Yeah.
Coffee. Beans. Coffee machine. Coffee beans.
How long? 6 months?
Yeah.
I was going to say a car, but like...
In the
boy car. Something to play with.
We're stuck. We'll come back to it.
Oh, what if I said a console?
What console though? You might get away.
Yeah. No problem.
Risk it, yeah. Well, you've no telly.
Is that the time you tell you ain't me?
I didn't. Well, I didn't.
You might get a Switch. Do I say console? And hopefully it's a Switch.
Or a PSP.
Yeah. And then be like, look, if it's not in 6 months' time, I can't wait to open our Xbox.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, I think you're more fucked than anyone.
Yeah.
Electricity, ESP. Oh.
You can't even say electricity because, like, what use is that?
I don't think I need that. I think that's there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what, your teddy and console are no use.
Yeah.
Immersion. Probably starts with an I, does it?
It does.
Yeah.
Not only that, you said last week, the second week in February, and then I listened back to it, and you also.
Second week in January, second Friday of January, I meant to say, and I said the second February of January.
And you also spelled the word wrong.
I did, yeah.
What word was
it? I can't remember.
I remember listening. You just spelled that wrong.
I had a nightmare last week, boys. Had a nightmare.
I did it the other week as well. I went to start the spelling or something, and I started with the wrong letter. Anyways, Owen, yeah, that's enough of that. Giovanni.
I take an encyclopedia. Educate Ooh. Myself.
Nah.
Why not?
He's at the googling e-words, didn't you? At least now, do you know what this might help with? People will be like, ask Owen this, and he spell it with the O-W-E-N.
Yeah.
That happens a lot, yeah.
I hate that. Now people will know your name starts with an E.
Oh, we've corrected them loads of times. They don't listen. They don't care, Owen. You're on with an O to them.
I know.
Buying a car is a big decision. A decision you should feel absolutely confident about. And when you shop with CarMax, you will. Because CarMax offers a 10-day money-back guarantee. So you can feel confident that you made the right choice for you. If you're not completely satisfied with your decision, simply bring it back within 10 days for a full refund. Always shop with confidence at CarMax. The way car buying should be. See CarMax.com for details.
It's time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Adam wants to know, at what age do you stop putting hair gel in your hair?
12.
What?
Gel. Gel. You're using Brill cream.
No, not Brill. I use clay.
That's not gel. You can buy
gel.
Yeah, you can go into the shop. You go into the central later on and look at the hair products, yeah? You'll see clay and hairspray and it will say gel.
I would use gel.
You still using gel?
No, I'm not, bro.
You were stuck.
No, but like, if I opened the yolk in the gaff and there was only gel, I'd bang the gel into the hair. And I tell you what, Brill cream always smells good. Jim, we just put clay in there. There's no smell off our that.
No.
Just bang it into your head. You stick your hair the same way.
Use clay, yeah.
We should have good flavour there. Clay on. You'd be tempted to eat something that smells nice. I remember a bit of rubber years ago, man.
He's had to dig in a hole because he was like, I think I use gel and I'm not supposed to be using it.
No, I have. Yeah, I have recently. Brill cream, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm all right with Brill cream, boys. I'm all right.
You happy with that? You want to move on?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, good. Liam wants to know.
Who?
Liam.
All right.
If you could pick one guest to have a camera on 24/7 for a week and you could see everything they do in a day, who would it be?
I know who you are.
Only rule is you can't pick Roddy Collins.
Sasha Murray.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to see him.
I was thinking that as well.
Yeah.
On the flip side, like, God only knows what he'd be getting up there.
Liam would go for Finn or JD.
Yeah.
I'd go for Danny out of the script. I'd say he has a great little life.
I'd say Eddie has a good life as well.
Eddie who?
Hearn.
Yeah, as I say, a lot of it's just business.
Yeah, but like, he's always in the gyms with the boys and all, do you know what I mean? He's always on Bleeding Mad podcasts and what have you.
We'd get a little exclusive, you know, what he's saying to AJ and all.
Yeah.
Ringing the Herald first thing in the morning. He's saying this, they're closing in on this fight.
Finn and JD's a good show.
I'm going to go Danny out of script. Imagine he's on a world tour or something.
Mm.
See what he sees.
Blade and Eddie does something out of travelling when you think about it.
Like that's them, what I'm saying. It's all plans and business.
Them boys went like Saudi Arabia and now then they were up in Belfast like yesterday or something.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Yep.
You did nearly forget who you had on the podcast, don't you?
Always happens to me.
All right, question from Kieran from Motherwell. He says...
from Motherwell?
Yes.
Fuck off, Owen.
Shit, really?
Sorry, bro.
He says, this one's mainly for Terry. Oh. Well, I think it'll work both of you. Did you know the voice in your head, you can hear it talk, but if you try to make the voice shout, it can't get any louder.
Yeah, I'm at the trainer.
Terry's closed his eyes there.
I can't... Boys, my voice won't talk to me. Give me 30 seconds silence, will you?
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Can't shout at me. Why is that?
4 seconds worth of silence that was.
Yeah.
What? 4 seconds.
That's all he could take.
Give me 30 seconds silence and I counted it. It was 4 seconds.
Yeah, no, I thought it would have took longer.
So when you think, like what voice is it?
I don't really...
You don't think?
On my own idea, I heard him.
Yeah.
But now if I'm talking to you now, there's not a voice in my head. Is there any in your head? You don't have a voice talking to yours before you talk.
Well, obviously, if you're thinking about something that you want to say, like you wanted to say something earlier and you forgot.
What's he trying to say?
So, like, your voice isn't saying what to say and then saying it.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's my point. So if I kept talking, my voice wouldn't have come back to you.
But it might trigger something in your head and be like, tell that story. You wanted to say something earlier and you forgot. So I'd imagine when you were talking, there was something in your head saying, yeah, talk about this. And then it went.
Not really.
That's how I walk, no?
I don't actually hear a voice, though.
When I'm talking to a guest, I'd be like, ask them about this, ask them about that. And then wherever they come back with something to trigger my head, say, don't forget to ask that as well.
Yeah, but that's a thaw.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, I only hear that voice if I'm on my own.
So it only keeps you company?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, fuck off to someone here. Don't need you.
Yeah, some people have...
What do they call that again?
Internal dialogue.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine to have some, none. Some people have different levels of what they hear inside their head.
Fuck off. They're yelling roars at them.
Some people have boy.
No, I think the volume, I think what...
We're all on volume 8, like.
Yeah. For some bilingual people, like, they might speak Spanish fluently. No French, like as a second language, and our internal dialogue is in French. It's not Spanish.
Isn't that like that?
You know, Griezmann says he dreams in Spanish or something like that. All his dreams are in Spanish, and he speaks French.
I dream in Spanish.
Yeah, because he's bilingual.
What does that mean, though? I dream in Spanish.
And John, a good fact about him is, as well, he has 3 kids and they all have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know that one, Alan?
Oh, I'd say that.
They all have the same birthday.
They all have the same birthday, yeah.
Thank God.
Different
he's a
years,
footballer.
Obviously.
Imagine you're coming up, like, everyone's birthday is the 27th of January.
Yeah.
And you own them all. And it's coming up, and you're like, bollocks.
You're saving up 364 days of the year for that day.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, I'm going to see if I have one more for you.
I have one for you.
Oh, okay.
Right now, it's not like a deep question or anything like that. Have you ever ordered something from the takeaway and got your dog something?
No.
No?
No.
No. It's Bruno's birthday next week and Amy says she's going to get him something. Like, she's getting a mistake. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, he doesn't know.
How the other half live?
That's how, in that pathetic,
fucking,
isn't it?
The fucking dog's getting a steak.
The dog's getting a steak for his birthday. He doesn't even know. The cunt has no concept of time. We leave the gap for 5 minutes and he's excited because we came back because he thinks we're gone 2 hours.
Best feeling ever, though, isn't
it? Oh, it's great. Don't get me wrong, but like, yeah,
I
like,
love when Kelsey starts running and mocking the...
Yeah, but if you go downstairs to let someone in or you get a delivery and they get all excited, you're like, it was 30 seconds. We do calm down.
My dog knows and I'm getting a chipper.
Yeah, because she won't get her anything.
If I say, like, hello, it'll be down now.
Yeah,
See,
you know what you should do now? Just say, be down now to her and see if she go mad. If you decide to her, be down now. Because that's what we used to do with the Bruno in the apartment and he'd run out to the door.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But now if you say he was coming, he runs out to the hall. Though.
Now, should he get a sleeve and chip and all?
Yeah. But I mean, you're not going, yeah, I'll have a kebab. What are you having? Yeah. And a snack box and get whole 6 chicken nuggets.
Yeah, nah. But you got a few sleeve and chips here.
Yeah, of course.
Don't be well over that. My dog wasn't well.
Over the chipper?
I think so. Over the Christmas, because I didn't.
You overdid it.
I was in one bar of Kilkenny and they got for about 3 weeks. And then I think she was getting sick for a few days. And then we had to go to the vet, and the vet said that it's a thing called pancreatitis or something.
Oh, yeah. That's
too much salt. She said most dogs get it. Like, really? So many dogs get it around Christmas time. Yeah. So much.
No, shite in the gaff.
So much shite. Yeah. Just giving the dog bits.
Bruno looks like a dog with an eye in the stomach, though.
Sounds, yeah.
Nothing he won't eat.
Here's one.
Wait, Alan.
Here's one for you.
He mocked my dead dog. They'll never be alive.
Oh. Yeah.
You the little cunt. Forgotten that.
How long
ago
was
that? It
doesn't matter how long ago.
That was over a year ago.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
No, hang on. That was a counter to you slagging Bruno.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh,
I call Bruno overweight. Bruno was over. Bruno was going on like Slimming World or something.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
You had the dog on Weight Watchers.
No, we didn't. Oh, yeah. He wasn't on the diet.
You had the dog on the diet.
No, I'll tell you what happened.
The dog was on the
Now, here's me going to pull an Owen card on you and correct you with the facts. We went to vet, and the vet said he's heavier than average. That's what it was.
What do you want me to do with that then?
We weren't putting him on the diet. We didn't. We literally changed nothing. Go back to the vet then in a few weeks' time, and he said nothing about his weight. So that's,
and I said something about
you called me. You said he is looking very fat or something like that, and it was around the time the
I wouldn't have been so rude with it.
Yeah, it was around the time we were doing the recording for the live show, so you had been in the gaff and seen him.
Yeah.
And I was like, you fucking not, and you know he's not. So it annoyed me. So I slagged at that dog. I thought it was well within me rights.
Well, yeah,
it's like if someone breaks into your gaff, you're not allowed to hit them. Of course, I was within me rights, but where was I going with this now? I was going to say something about the dog now. I can't remember.
I banned all this last year. When
yeah.
He won't eat Crips. He won't eat Crips.
Really?
Yeah. He won't eat Crips. He used to mill them, but now you throw him something and you're like, you little bastard, I could have ate that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
He won't eat Crips.
That's because you're giving him steak.
No, I think he heard you talking about him on the podcast.
They're getting him a lamb balti every Friday night.
Yeah.
He's insecure. You've got to shout out loud.
Amy told him. That's what it was.
And he was like, no, give me broccoli. Give me broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since he moves somewhere with the stairs,
he loves it.
50% of the place he can't access now.
No, he goes up, he doesn't care. No, he don't. He waits for the little. Sometimes if he's walking with you, he walks through the hall with you, and then when you walk upstairs, you walk up beside you, and then you look at him and you go, I was only messing, and you go back down. You know what I mean? But sometimes he waits and he puts his paw up waiting for permission to come upstairs.
Do you remember you used to hate that dog?
It's touch and go. Oh, he's going to break me heart one day, no mistake about it. We've had this conversation with him. I told
horrible
him
to think about that bus.
I told him already I'd be in there with him when he's on the bed, because I read a thing before, Owen.
And then you wait until someone mocks that dog, then you see how you react.
Oh, there'd be fist getting thrown. I read a thing before.
For murder.
This is all your fault.
Yeah.
Mine? What did I do? It's not my fault this dog kept eating.
So, look,
nah,
these are the comments. These are the comments. It's the reason why my dog doesn't eat crisps anymore.
Don't. I wouldn't mind actually did cheek at him.
What's he whispering for?
Poor QZ got it in the neck of him many a time.
No, you except got it in the neck. No, you didn't. You didn't know your dog's birthday.
Yeah, that's a true one. But yeah. I made up for on Christmas, you see in the videos.
Go on.
We always say that she was
spoiled.
No, that as well.
Right.
No, you say that.
These are all down. He's counting. Look, he's counting, and they're all on him. Nothing to do with the dog.
No, you said that she was trouble or something.
She is trouble.
Not anymore. No, she wasn't even really. Was she, bro?
You walk into the gap and you sit down, and the dog has her nose up your nose.
Yeah, she likes to deal with that. It's one of our little things. You get me? You have to let her away, Ron. That's all she wants to do. She get me? She's a good dog, man. And she ate me runners once. All the boys have dogs, and all they do is give out about the dogs. And my dog's an angel, boys.
You're afraid to give out about your dog. Your dog has. So, you were literally counting the reasons why you should give out about your dog, and you're like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No flaws. It's a fucking fine old dog. Right, that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send in any questions as want. I'm not getting into all this shit again. Every week I'm struggling with it.
Just send in whatever you want.
I send in whatever you want. Statements, questions.
Statements.
Statements. I don't know, man. I don't know. Say, do you want to make a statement? Like, fuck Terrence, exclamation mark. Do that if you want. Yeah. I prefer if you didn't. Yeah, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out on. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
It's
time to have your high-five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.